The vast majority of money going into this year's initiative campaigns in Washington has come in lumps of $10,000 or more. And it's come from a small number of wealthy individuals and special interests. That's according to a KUOW analysis. Here's our investigative reporter, John Ryan, with the story.
The initiatives heading for the ballot have been fueled by $14 million in campaign contributions so far. Labor union SEIU has been the biggest spender this year. The healthcare union has pumped $1.2 million into an initiative that would help fend off anti-union efforts from conservative activists. The measure would also increase the penalties for identity theft against seniors. An SEIU spokesperson did not respond to KUOW's interview requests for this story. Campaign contributions of that magnitude are much bigger than a candidate for office can take, but campaign finance limits don't apply to ballot initiatives. On initiatives, the sky is the limit, and it's not uncommon to see six-figure contributions. Tech entrepreneur Hadi Partovi of Bellevue gave $100,000 to a campaign finance initiative. It would limit political contributions and give voters $150 each to donate to candidates of their choice. It's similar to a clean elections measure that Seattle voters passed last year.
Americans believe in a government, you know, of the people, for the people, by the people. But our current system doesn't feel like it's doing that, and it feels like it's overly influenced by the influence of money in politics, and that the few have an outsized voice.
This initiative says it aims to reduce the corrupting influence of big money, and then you're giving big money to it. Does that seem at all odd to you?
It does, but the problem is we have the system we have. The only way to fix the system is within the system.
Partovi says there's a big difference between supporting a candidate and supporting an idea. A candidate can actually be corrupted. Connie Ballmer gave $500,000 to that Clean Elections Initiative. She's married to former Microsoft CEO Steve Ballmer. She declined to be interviewed, but the Clean Elections campaign issued a statement on her behalf, saying she is disheartened by the outsized role of money in politics. Her billionaire husband gave $500,000 to a gun control initiative. He did not respond to KUOW's interview requests. Venture capitalist Nick Hanauer also gave $500,000 to that gun control initiative. He gave another $500,000 to an effort to raise the state's minimum wage. Hanauer declined to be interviewed for this story as well. Big donors can often expect some financial benefit if their candidate or initiative wins. Hadi Partovi says there's zero personal benefit for him if the clean elections measure passes, other than an improved democracy. Reporting in Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.